Well, it's about time to give our special guest an official welcome. That sketch said it pretty well. He is the best banjo player ever, certainly the premier player in the world today. He came on the national scene in the 1980s when he joined the progressive bluegrass band New Grass Revival, led by Sam Bush. But he's continued to push the limits of his instrument through collaborations with people like Edgar Meyer, Mark O'Connor, Chick Corea, Dave Matthews, and through his own extraordinary jazz bluegrass band, the Flecktones. Please welcome a guy with, count them, 8 Grammys, Bela Fleck.
Thanks so much.
Welcome, Bela, and might I say, nice acting there.
Thank you.
Thank you. In your future. We've wanted to have you on the show for a long, long time. I mean, first of all, that name, Bela, I mean, you know, like, were you actually named after Bela Bartok, the composer?
I was.
You were named after a few composers, though, weren't you?
Yeah, that's true.
What is your full name?
My full name is Bela Anton Leos Fleck.
So Bela for Bartok.
Right. Anton for...
Weber.
That'd be Webern, yes. Yeah. Leos for Janacek.
Janacek, yeah. You should use the full name. It would go over big in Kentucky, I think.
Yeah.
And you have a great story about discovering music as a teenager, something we all want to hear about. I want you to tell, but first of all, we're going to hear you play something from the non-classical world, just to open up our ears. You play a solo for us, maybe?
Okay, sure. I'll play something. You'll find out what it is.
Okay, great. So tell us the story about how you discovered the banjo.
I was a little kid, maybe 4 or 5, I'm not really sure, and I heard the Beverly Hillbillies on television. And I had one of those moments where time stops. I didn't know what it was. It was like Quicksilver or Mercury in my head, every note sort of hitting some weird place in there.
Was it Earl Scruggs or was it Ellie Mae? Tell the truth.
Well, I was 4 or 5 years
okay,
old, so I'm thinking it was Earl Scruggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was it. But it took me a long time before I actually got a banjo. But from then on, I was conscious of that sound. And I grew up in New York City, so it's sort of an odd situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, we know you for decades as a star of the Nashville scene, but I was surprised to hear you grew up in New York. But in New York, you were already at the... Where were you going to school? High school?
I went to high school at the Music and Art High School, which was kind of like the fame school. And I started playing banjo right before that, literally the day before I started high school. My grandfather gave me a banjo because at that time there was a movie out called Deliverance and a song called Dueling Banjos, which made the banjo suddenly a very, very popular instrument again in the United States, which it hadn't been for a good while.
Right. But there wasn't a department of banjo at the High School for the Arts, so what were you doing?
I had to take a test, and I got in the school playing Here Comes the Sun on the guitar, which I could finger pick, and then they said, okay, well, we'll put you on a real instrument. So they put me on French horn, which didn't work out well. But meanwhile, I was putting in hours and hours a day playing the banjo. That was really exciting for me.
Now, as a teenager, I mean, you were already, well, being in the midst of New York City, you know, crossing musical boundaries in other ways. I mean, the inspirations from, I guess, jazz and elsewhere, what kinds of things were you into at that point?
Even though I was, the tail end of the folk boom was winding down, there was a lot of incredible music to be heard in New York in the early 70s. And so I heard it, you know, whether it was, there was a salsa band playing at a street party, or there was jazz in a club, I'd stick my head in, or it was a different time than, you know, the banjo players who played The Cabin on the Hill. That's what they grew up knowing, you know. Yeah. So I grew up in an apartment on 100th Street and West End Avenue, so I heard all the things that a kid would hear in New York at that time. So eventually I started going to concerts and hearing, I found out about Charlie Parker, I fell in love with Charlie Parker, tried to figure out how to play it, nobody could tell me. And eventually I had to devise my own fingering system, which is the kind of thing you would be taught on any other instrument. Someone would know how to tell you to play the scales in every position all the way up and down the neck, but nobody could tell me that on the banjo because nobody was playing the five-string banjo that way. So I just figured it out for myself, and that ended up being my own curriculum.
Exactly.
After hearing Chick Corea and Return to Forever play, one night I watched those guys play. They're playing this incredible jazz on guitar and bass, Stanley Clark and Al Di Meola, and I was had this revelation that every note they were playing was on the banjo somewhere, and that I had to go find it. And when I got home that night, that's what I did. I was up most of the night just working on, starting to realizing the basic musical stuff that you guys probably were all taught right away.
Now, flash way forward. You've been exploring classical music lately, first on your great album, Perpetual Motion, and then on Music for Two with our good friend, bass player Edgar Meyer. And a year or so ago, you wrote a concerto for banjo? Or?
Yeah, we wrote a concerto together, Edgar and I, that we premiered last year, and that was a lot of fun.
Wow. Well, I'm going to perform one of my own little pieces. Feel free to suggest an F or an F sharp. Well, we're going to take a station break, and when we come back, we're going to hear you play some Bach with our kids. We'll look forward to that.
Great.
Bela Fleck.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities, on the web at wallacefoundation.org. From the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, supporting educational, cultural, and environmental initiatives to make our world more livable, on the web at grdodge.org. From the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the Foundation of Entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org, and from this and other radio stations.